SBS Radio.
ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ। ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਦੀਪ ਸਨੀ ਜਾਧਵ ਜੁੜੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਭਾਰਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੰਮੇ ਪਲੇ ਨੇ। ਨਾਗਪੁਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪੈਦਾਇਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਚੀਵਮੈਂਟ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਅਨ ਫਾਦਰ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਈਅਰ ਇਸ ਸਾਲ ਲਈ ਅਵਾਰਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਅਵਾਰਡ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਾਦਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਫਾਦਰ ਫਿਗਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੰਟਰੀਬਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ। ਅਕਸਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਬਹੁਤੀ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ, ਪਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਯੋਗਦਾਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸੰਦੀਪ ਜੁੜੇ ਨੇ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਵਿੱਚ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸੰਦੀਪ।
ਥੈਂਕਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਸ਼ਮਸ਼ੇਰ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ।
ਕੰਗ੍ਰੈਚੁਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਸੰਦੀਪ ਫੋਰ ਯੂਰ ਅਚੀਵਮੈਂਟ। ਯੂਵ ਬਿਨ ਨੇਮਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵਿਕਟੋਰੀਅਨ ਫਾਦਰ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਈਅਰ 2018। What's your feeling? What's your reaction to that?
Oh, mate, I'm feeling at top of the world. It was a great surprise for me. Probably last time by this week, I had no idea what's going on. And here I am actually absolutely thrilled, top of the world and feeling great, Samshir.
Your daughters, Sachi and Khushi?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
They nominated you. Did you know about the nomination?
No, I had no clue about the nominations at all.
So that is why it was a surprise. Huh?
Absolutely, it was a surprise, and they kept me absolutely no loop at all.
Sandeep's daughter, when they made this nomination, they wrote, "Our dad is a real life superhero. He doesn't wear a cape though, because he wears an army uniform." So, what are you doing in the army?
I'm electrical engineer in the army.
Okay.
So that's my job, and we look after all the engineering and maintenance within army.
And I was reading up on you, and the information came through that you volunteer 16 hours a week despite a full-time job. How do you manage that, Sandeep?
Oh, mate, partially my army training is we are kind of trained in that way, but it's just a passion. Shared knowledge, as I'm very, very fortunate to share this with you, that shared knowledge is my passion. And when it comes to sharing and talking and imparting that to the young generation, I draw that energy from them, and probably that's why I kept going for those many number of hours.
And the press release says you have 200 mentees. And people, those who you've mentored in the past, some of them are pilots, engineers, doctors, scientists, surgeons.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Have you ever met somebody while walking on the road, suddenly running into somebody who's today a pilot or an engineer or a doctor?
Yeah, many times, Shamsher. In fact, I'm privileged to share this scenario with you, where my wife was in hospital in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the debriefing surgeon on day two, without my prior knowledge, was one of my mentees. And when I came to know, and when he saw me, he said to me that, "Sonny, that's it. You go look after the kids. Kiran is in safe hands."
So what was the feeling like at that time?
Oh, I was top of the world, and you get that sense of achievement, sense of belongings to the community, and you feel that. You made that difference.
Hmm.
You made that difference to the community.
So you volunteered 16 hours, 16 or 15 hours a week for the past 16 years.
Absolutely.
Was it a commitment that you made to yourself, or how did you decide that you have to do this?
I'll explain you my journey. It's commenced in India when I was an engineering student, final year engineering student.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to explain complex engineering concepts to my juniors and probably peers.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's just actually, I never look back. And now, even within the Defense Force as well, I've got so many. I mentor my soldiers, my fellow officers as well.
You are passionate about STEM subjects. Why is that, you know, that particular field special to you? Because you yourselves... aren't that? Do you see a great future for people studying STEM?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you look at today's world and the way technology is progressing,
mm-hmm.
It is absolutely mandatory for our young generation to sharpen their mind with the STEM skills, process thinking, and the innovation mindset. And if they keep pace with these skill sets, I strongly believe that they will not be falling behind the eight ball.
You're a very busy man, Sandeep, aren't you? How do you manage your time? I would like to know.
That's a very interesting question, Shamsher. But time management, yeah. Look, I'm a big proponent of working smartly and not working hard. So it's sometimes challenging. Mm-hmm. But as I said, my training and my RB background sometimes helps me. Rather, every time helps me to manage that time.
Okay. And your wife said that, I mean, of course, your age is no secret now because YMCA has published it. You're 49, pushing 50. But your wife says that you sometimes behave as a 25 years old and she thinks that you should calm down sometime. Do you like to calm down?
Look, I always say to her that that's just the physical age and we are on this globe. And that's why we are referenced the physical age all the time. But spiritually, I might not even born yet, and my mental age could be, you know, 23 or 25. So it's just energy I draw from these kids, you know. It's the law of attraction and action to reactions, and that's what happens. I draw energy from these younger kids and younger generation, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel when your daughters say that they are super proud of their dad because of what he gives back to the community?
Oh man, there's one thing I ever love to hear is just that my dad is superhero, and sometimes you keep doing it without realizing, selflessly, and when we hear that from, I mean, I'm really privileged and honored. Absolutely, I have no words to say, Shamsher.
Thank you very much for sparing your time to speak to us, Sandeep. I'm sure a lot of people would be inspired by what you are doing, what you have done in the past, and you continue to do today.
Thanks very much, Shamsher, for having me. And if there is anything I can do to help for you and the community and the wider world, I'm always there to help.
Thank you very much, Sandeep. And I'd like to tell the listeners that Sandeep voluntarily teaches kids of all ages, primary school students, VCE, and I believe students in higher studies as well.
Absolutely.
And you volunteer nearly 2 days every week, Sandeep.
2 days
don't
at
you?
This stage, yeah. At this stage,
That's remarkable. Thank you very much for taking out time to speak to us, and well-deserved award. Really proud.
Thanks very much, Shamsher, for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.